Stikine River king salmon returns have not quite held up to preseason forecast levels, leading fishery managers to drop the run forecast from 46,000 kings down to 41,000. However, the commercial gillnet fleet is on target for its allowable catch under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. As of mid-June, gillnetters had landed 5,600 Chinook. That's despite having some shortened openings this spring. Scott Forbes is the Department of Fish and Game's Assistant Area Management Biologist.
We started with two-day fisheries for the first three openings, and then we got a large fleet size and the forecast dropped, so we had 3 2-day openings, and then we had 2 1-day openings. We had a fleet of up to just about 105 boats fishing in the last couple of weeks, so that really kind of changes around what we can do with our allowable catches when we have the forecast dropping.
Last week, gillnetters caught 1,100 kings in District 8. It was a 2-day opening with 65 boats fishing. That level of effort is dropping as boats head elsewhere in the region to fish and switch to other fisheries like Dungeness crab. Forbes says he expects Stikine kings to keep showing up in significant numbers during the next week or two, and says the final gillnet catch could wind up around 7,000. That's a drop from recent years' catches. Prices for kings this year have been high, starting out at around $7 a pound, but dipping down into the $4 a pound range this month. Last week was also the first week that a few boats switched to sockeye gear, and 13 fished in District 6 near the northern end of Prince of Wales Island. Those boats caught 160 kings, along with 110 sockeye, 120 coho, and 40 chum. Forbes says they're expecting a better-than-average run of sockeye returning to the Taltan River, a tributary of the Stikine.
You know, that run typically peaks out somewhere towards the end of June, beginning of July. And last year, it was a bit of an anomaly. We had the fish come in really hard, really early, and we had 2 weeks of really stellar sockeye fishing, and then things kind of fizzled out a bit. So we're hoping maybe the Taltan run will be a little more sustained this year, not just coming in one big spurt.
In addition to Districts 6 and 8 in Central Southeast, the fleet this week also has openings in District 1 at Tree Point south of Ketchikan, District 11 south of Juneau, and District 15 in Lynn Canal. Meanwhile, hook and line fishermen have until the end of the month for the region's spring troll fisheries that target returns of hatchery kings. Fish and Game's area troll management biologist Brian Lynch says as of mid-June, the catch was 19,000 Chinook.
We're running about 65% for the total catches last year, with some of the biggest catches coming out of the Chatham Strait area, Tevenkoff, the District 8 Stikine fishery, and the Sitka Sound area. We are going to lengthen some of the openings for some areas until the end of the season because the hatchery component has really really increased in the last week or two.
And prices also remain strong for troll caught kings, although they've dipped late in the spring season. Chinook started this season fetching an average of $7.50 a pound, but that's dropped down to the $6.50-$5.50 a pound range. Effort is also down a little from 2007, around 450 boats this year. The general summer troll season opens up July 1st, and Fish and Game will be announcing details of the first summer king opening this week. Lynch says he expects this year's summer season to resemble those from 1999 to 2001, with about 60,000 to 70,000 kings targeted in that first July opener. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.